Blog Talk Radio.
I'm deaf.
Stranger things have happened. Welcome, everybody, to the show. This is going to be a really great show tonight for lots of different reasons. One of the first reasons is we're going to be talking a little bit about a wonderful list two young girls came up with on the 30 best and most important things that I guess you would say, boyfriend or future mate or husband should have. talking about a wonderful meetup group and how y'all can get involved in meetup groups, because Jessica and I have thought of many, and we'll be attending one tomorrow night that we'll share with you. That will be really, really wonderful. We've got some other interesting topics in the news today. I think the
tonight at the Christian Psychic Cafe. It's going to be a great show. We're looking forward to it. I'm here with my co-host, Jessica. How are you doing, Jessica? How was your week?
I'm doing good now. I can hear you.
Yeah. You know, I guess it wouldn't be our show if we didn't have technical difficulties in the beginning. And it's not like we don't prepare. You have no idea. Like, we go through, I've gone through hundreds of dollars of headsets
I know.
And phones, and I had everything rewired, and, you know.
Technical difficulties are our life.
You know, I'm gonna say that sometimes technical difficulties are because they're simply technical difficulties. But I'm also a believer that when you are trying to do good things and put good word out there, I think sometimes that glitches and technical difficulties are the negative side trying to prevent light from coming through.
And that's possible, and we will keep at it.
We're going to keep at it. And you know why? Because you actually called me today on something that I said, oh, my goodness, it creeps me out so much that they would do that. The Satanists want to unveil a statue for the Oklahoma Capitol, right?
Uh-huh.
And Jessica called me on this, and I said, well, let me look this up. So I looked it up, and as I was looking it up, every few seconds it said, page not found, and it would turn
that
off.
That is so weird.
And it was really weird. I'm like, I've never had this happen before. But this is an interesting kind of thing that's going on. A satanic church has applied for a permit to erect a monument to Satan next to the Ten Commandments monument at the Oklahoma State Capitol building, and they have just proposed their new design, and it's a 7-foot-tall statue with Satan, bearded with a goat head and horns, and seated on a throne beneath a pentagram and two smiling children on either side.
And that's what I said, creepy, I mean... I have very strong opinions about this.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has the right to worship who they choose to worship.
This is correct.
That is not my place to say.
Right.
But I am a Christian, and I have very strong beliefs about that, and, you know.
I'm with you. I agree the same way,
right.
And I think that, you know, I think that there are some things that are taboo.
Right.
Right? Would you consider that one of those things?
Yes.
Yes, me too.
Because
I feel
like,
oh my
God. Okay, God created the earth, God created all of us, and now you're going to worship something like this? No.
No, it's wrong. It's really wrong. And I do understand people wanting to have freedom of speech and expression, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The group that was responsible for this is a Satanic Temple from New York State, apparently. And there are other, you know, monuments and groups that have made requests to erect monuments, including a Hindu group, an animal rights group, and the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Now, see, I'd be okay with a flying spaghetti monster.
What is a flying spaghetti monster?
I don't know, but if you're hungry, it sounds good.
I love that. It sounds delicious.
It does sound delicious, doesn't it? I mean, now, like, I think they should name a can of SpaghettiOs, like, Flying Spaghetti Monster SpaghettiOs, because kids would love them. You know, it's true. It's absolutely true. In any event, they've put a moratorium, that's the word I always have trouble saying,
moratorium,
on new requests pending resolution of the ACLU lawsuit, which is now pending it's Satan. Not because it is the flying spaghetti monster, it's Satan. You cannot put a statue of Satan up.
No.
It just doesn't seem right, and it's scary.
It's not friendly.
It's not friendly. I mean, you know, you can say there's Jesus, there's Moses, there's the Holy Land, the Ten Commandments, and Satan. See, it just doesn't work, right? So I'm thinking maybe that won't get past time.
I feel like
tell.
It's a Saturday Night Live skit.
You think I kid about that, but we actually have that somewhere. But
You do, don't you?
I really do. I actually have that somewhere in here. But I do have the Saturday Night Live thing from the guy who used to do that. I just don't think it's right. I don't think it's right. I think there's a lot of different things. I know in our capital here, we had somebody who wanted to do, and I believe he did do, a beer can type of a display.
Sculpture.
Yeah, because he said if you have other sculptures there, then you can have a beer can sculpture. And so at our state capitol, we had something like that. And I think that if somebody has something that they really want to do and they want to propose and go through getting the necessary licenses and all that, I think it's okay. But I think when you start putting up things like beer cans or Satan, you know, I mean, unless,
it's crossing the line.
I was just going to say, I think it's crossing a line. Now, is there something that we don't know about? Is there? I mean, Satan, right? I mean, right?
Unless it's something new that we don't know. But I think it is what it is. And, you know, people just like to protest everything.
Could it be Satan?
Yes, it's not going to happen. No. No, I say no. Okay. I knew I'd find it. No, I know people like to protest everything, and they want to have an opinion on things. And I want to have an opinion on things, too. But I just think, you know, when you're taking your child in a stroller, and I don't know why, maybe because we're moms, we go back to that. Like,
right.
You know, you're walking your child in a stroller, and you're looking at the statue with the boy and the girl with the umbrella and the duck.
Uh-huh.
They have all these wonderful bronze statues. I can remember taking my daughters to parks where there were people made of bronze that looked like they were real people sitting on benches.
Uh-huh.
And they were so enamored with that, you know. But I think if they came to Satan, they might get scared.
And they might cry.
Yes, and then they don't. And then, you know, have you seen that commercial where if you don't have a certain, like I think it's like a Bright House or DirecTV or Roadrunner or something, you know, if you don't have Roadrunner, then you're unhappy. If you're unhappy, then you go out and look for things to do. You go out for look things to do, you end up getting in trouble. You get in trouble, you get a bug bite. You end up going to Peru and you can never, like they have this whole commercial thing.
Really?
About,
I've never
yeah.
seen that.
Really? Maybe that's just a running commentary in my head. But anyway. it's kind of funny, but it's kind of like, you know, when you never want to scare children. So if there's something that would scare a child, visually scare a child.
Not a good idea.
No, and that's kind of what they make Halloween costumes out of to scare children. You know, adult Halloween, that's kind of costumes they have in horror houses to scare children. I don't think it's a good idea. So
I think it's a bad idea, and I say no.
I say no, and I agree with you 100%. So we're going to nix that idea. We always like to talk a little bit about what we did on Adventure Saturday. Adventure Saturday for us was different. We didn't have our traditional Adventure Saturday today or last Saturday because we both had things that we had to do. But I did go to St. Augustine, and it was great. And I had a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
And the highlight of the trip was, again, the Columbia House.
Bread.
Bread. It was bread. They have the best bread. I mean, we've literally driven 2.5 hours just for their bread.
And
so,
I would drive for bread.
Yeah, I would. I think every female would. I think it's healthy.
Probably.
And normal.
Probably.
I think so. And my daughter saw Frozen, the new Disney film.
Oh, and did she like that?
She said it was wonderful. She said it was really good.
I've heard it's very good. It's cute.
Yeah. And my daughter picked her roommate for college. They actually...
She
picked her roommate for college.
Oh, that's crazy.
And it's really awesome. And it's so hard as a mom. Every mom out there, when your first child goes
to
school, it's really, really hard. So she met with her roommate, and they had lunch or a dinner. They had coffee.
I did not hear about this.
Oh, I didn't... Yeah, they... she's someone that lives in the area that is... that has the same interests as her.
Okay.
I don't want to protect everyone. I want to protect everyone's privacy. Actually holds the same job my daughter holds, which is kind of unusual.
No way.
But works for a church.
Oh, wow.
And which is really cool. And she also, just same tastes and everything. So
and they got along.
Got
I'm
along
assuming.
Great. They both have the same kind of grades.
Oh,
and,
good.
You know, this girl's very smart. My daughter's very blessed. So it's gonna be like Brainiac Nerd Room. It'll be great.
But
it
that's
makes
okay.
mommy very, very happy.
That's right.
And she's just a real, so I'm just it just makes that path that it's so much easier.
And you know, when I went to college, you didn't have the option to pick your roommates.
Well, they give you a list of all the people, and then you Facebook them, and that's what she did. And she
went
through
awesome.
For people who had similar interests because. You know, I think you don't want to get somebody who wants to do, like, science experiments in their room, you know, like the jar of toenail clippings to see if mold grows on them. You never know what you're going to get.
You don't.
You know?
And believe me, I got 5 roommates, and they were very different people, all of them. We had a lot of fun, but it was difficult.
It was, yeah. It
blending
be.
All our personalities together, it was difficult.
Well, they've decided to actually, because they're girls, color coordinate their dorm room. So they've decided on the color scheme.
Oh, that's too funny.
They're
going to
be buying new matching bedspreads and stuff
aww,
like that. So
that's cute.
I think it's really good, and I think it's a great comfort zone for her going off
yeah,
to college.
Yeah, well, this way she already knows who she's going to be living with.
Right, exactly.
Wonderful.
So that's kind of cool. So all things equal, I'm very happy about that. We want to talk about meetups tonight because we've talked about it so many times and to so many callers who call in, right,
mm-hmm.
about how great they are and how helpful they can be because if you're new to an area or if you find yourself newly single or if you find yourself suddenly your life changes and you have either more time on your hands or you're so busy with work that you realize that it's defining who you are and you need to, increase your social circle.
Right.
Go to meetup.com. It's meetup.com. Meetup.com, just as it sounds. This is not for single people. This is for anybody. For instance, if I put in my zip code right now, there's 1,492 different things
wow.
that you can do in the area in the next 5 days. Also happens to be the year that Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. That's the way my brain works. Okay, but anyway, literally you can do that. And you'll find different things that interest you. And I've talked about this for so long on so many of the shows, and I've mentioned it to so many of our callers, but I've never actually gone to the site and told you some of the things that you can do and some of the places that you can go. Tomorrow night, for instance, Jessica and I are going to be attending the Casadega Metaphysical Group Intuitive Spiritual Studies Meetup
yeah.
Group.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an awesome group at the Casadega Healing Center. It's put on by Peter Cannell, who is an awesome guy, and it's for all seekers of metaphysical and psychic medium studies of all levels. All of them are welcome, and anyone who's in the area and wants to go, definitely go. This is a meetup that they're going to have open discussion on psychic gifts, on how to cope and enhance these gifts. Then they're going to begin working on enhancing those abilities with lessons and psychic techniques, followed by meditation to raise the vibration, which, as we know, we've been a part
of. Oh, that's
awesome. So awesome. And there'll be some – he's going to be introducing some new skills – psychic medium skills so that you can increase your skill set. But it's just a lot of fun. You're learning. You're having a great time. And Reverend Peter Cannell, he's a professional psychic medium. He's also a shaman. And he's pretty awesome. So anybody, if you want to take a look at that. But what you would do if you were looking to find a meetup group, you go to meetup.com. And then while you're in there, you simply would then put in your zip code of all the area in your group within like 50 miles. And then it would bring up all the different groups within that area. So right now I have really 1,512 that are within my area.
What happened to the 1,492?
That was yesterday. Yeah.
No way. So they've added that many groups?
They really did. And
wow.
And I'm just going to read you, y'all, just a couple. The list is really, as I'm not going to read you 1,500 of them because you'd hang up. But I just want to read you some of these. Okay, for instance, the one we're going to be going to with Peter Cannell, the Casadega Metaphysical Group, Intuitive Spiritual Studies. Fantastic group. Been there. Never have had a bad experience there.
No, we've always had an awesome time.
Yeah. There's the International Meet and Mingle. There's the Sex in the City Social Group. There's the Fit Boot Camp one, Spiritualism one, Ballroom Dancing, Orlando Fit Club, Life Coaching, Good Vibrations, Raise Your Glasses, Glimpses of the Soul, A Course in Miracles, which would be really, really wonderful, a meditation one. Now, you know, I'm talking a lot about things that interest me, so these would automatically come up as the first things.
Well, you put in
I've
what you're interested in.
Yes, exactly. If you are looking to meet other single people, there are something called Affectionate Connections, et cetera, et cetera. There's Seminole County Singles, you know, those types of things. But for what I do, it naturally brings up the types of things that I'm interested in, pranic healing, the law of attraction, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it goes on to all kinds of things. They have a past lives dream, soul experience one. I can go on and on and on. The point is, you know, because these are geared towards my personality, so those pop up. They have ones geared for those who want to knit or read books or work on engines or bake muffins or do metal
detecting. The bake muffin group. That
the
sounds like fun.
The muffin group. birds, butterflies, and botany. The Asian social club. Tuscawilla tots. These are moms who have small tots that
right.
get together. You know, so it's great. There's one called the Sisters Embracing. It's about people who are looking for a sistership. People are looking for friends that they can be close with and do a lot of different things with. Heavy metal groups. I mean, it just goes on. So what's cool about these, all right, is that you get to go to these groups and meet people. And
right.
we have.
Right.
And some of those people are awesome. And some of them are, like, really bizarre, and you don't want to go again. And that's
right.
okay. Sometimes you'll pull up to one of these meetups, and you'll say, this is not for me. And that's okay.
Right.
It's okay. You know, use your what I call God's GPS, God's positioning system. Make sure that you don't, go to a group that you're not happy with or you're not comfortable with. We don't want you to do that. But we definitely do want you to go to some of these groups because, you know, it's not about meeting someone of the opposite sex always. I'm not telling y'all to change your preferences. What I mean is if you go to some of these groups and you meet some people, and, you know, if you're a guy, you meet a guy, other guys know other girls, you know. They have a whole other social circle.
Right.
And I always say it's the things that make us unhappy or that would change our lives if we knew all the things there were to know, even people.
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine if my social circle melded with 20 other people's social circles, and they're all their social circles. Oh, my gosh.
Be a lot of
imagine?
People.
That's a lot of people, a lot of new experiences, a lot of networking, not only business but social opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And it just opens up a world to you. And, you know, God only gave us so many days to be on this earth. If you're not enjoying it, you need to rethink what you're doing on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
You really do. So do that, folks, if you get a chance, because I think you'll be really happy. And on that note, I'm gonna finish up with this last thing that I'm going to talk about, and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to take some callers, because I know that's what you all like to hear. But the one thing that I want to talk about is a little bit just about Joel Osteen. I've talked about Joel before. I like Joel Osteen. I think he's a great guy. And I also think that he has some pretty good words of encouragement. And I've used a lot of his words on the show in the past, and I'm going to tonight. In life, we all have to deal with the unexpected. And just because we believe, just because we're good people or we live our life the right way, And we always try to do the right thing. Doesn't mean we're going to be exempt from trouble or from bad things happening or problems coming our way. But Scripture says that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So in times when something unexpected happens, because it does, it's going to happen to all of us, no matter how righteous you are, no matter how pure of a thinker you are, how hard you try to stay on the right path, you know, sometimes unexpected things happen. And you find yourself facing a crisis, and you don't have to go into panic mode or fall apart emotionally, because you have to remember that crisis is no surprise to God. It may be unexpected to you, but God knows from the end to the beginning. He knows it forward and backward, backward and forward. He has solutions to the problems that you haven't even had. He's equipped you for every battle, and I've talked about this, that GPS that God puts in us. And I truly feel this way, and maybe one day I'll write a book about, you know, God's GPS system.
Hmm.
Because I think God has put this, like, internal GPS in all of us, where we know when we're straying from what we're supposed to do, and sometimes we know what we're supposed to do, even if everything out there is saying don't do it, but that gut feeling is saying do it,
uh-huh.
You do it. That's God's GPS. And God has solutions to problems that you've never had. So because he's equipped you for every battle and goes before you, making crooked places straight, you don't have to worry. And I like that. That was one of the best lines I've ever heard. God goes before you and makes crooked places straight. It reminds me of that, remember the man who walked the crooked mile?
Uh-huh.
You know, I remember that. So what I'm saying is today, focus on the fact that God is with you. Remember that he's walking with you and guiding you to a place of peace, a place of victory. And no matter what has happened, no matter what's gone on, he will take what the enemy meant for evil and turn it around for your good. He always will lead us to victory. So keep moving forward, trusting in the good plan he has for you. And I'm going to say a short prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you with an open and humble heart. I thank you for the victory that you have in store for me, even when I can't see it. I choose to trust you and your goodness, knowing that you are faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, very good. Well, what do you suppose we should do next, Jessica?
Well, let me think. Maybe take a caller.
That's a really good idea. Let's go ahead and take our first caller, shall we? Okay, our first caller is calling from area code 631 with a prefix of 909. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. Hello. Okay, now I'm not going to take this caller off. I just think that maybe they may have stepped away from the phone, so we'll mute them, and we'll go ahead and take our next caller. This caller is calling from 313 with a prefix of 213. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Dr. Jane, this is Eric.
Hi, Eric, how are you?
I'm doing good. It's been a little while, but I'm doing okay.
It's very good to hear your voice. I haven't heard from you in a long time. You haven't called in, so it's nice to hear your voice. You're from Michigan, correct?
Yes, where all the snow is now. We had snow.
I know.
Yesterday.
How are you doing with that?
I'm doing good. I had got a brand new truck because last time we talked, I was telling you about my truck.
Right.
And the belt has snapped. Which means with the belt snap, I have no engine, so I had to get me a brand new truck.
Oh my goodness! Well, that's not such a bad problem to have, is it? Having a brand new truck.
Actually, no, it's not. Actually, it's beneficial, you know.
I bet it has, and that weather, I bet it comes in handy.
Yes, it do. Yes, it do. But how have you been, Dr. Jenny?
I've been very good. Been enjoying the weather here in Florida, which is a whole lot better than it's been anywhere else in the country.
I would believe so. But tonight I only had a couple questions.
Okay.
My first question is my job at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
The job where I'm being transferred to midnight. So
okay.
I'm making a 25 cent more than what I was making. But when I got transferred back about two months ago, he was telling me it might be temporary, and he might just keep me on there. My thing is, I don't want my pay to go down. So what do you see as far as that is concerned?
Well, I do feel that you're going to get to stay. I mean, and you're going to continue to receive pay. I don't think your pay scale is going to change much at all. So I wouldn't be concerned with that.
Okay, so you do. So you say you see him be able to stay on midnight, so just.
Yeah, I do believe you're going to be able to do that, and I think that you're a really hard worker, and he knows that.
Yes. Now my other job, we got this manager that's kind of a douchebag.
Okay.
And the biggest thing is, you know, he kind of, you know, gets on all of us about a lot of stuff. Now, I'm trying to see because, you know, I don't really want two jobs, but how long do you see me walk at the other job before I get something new? Because I've been trying to get something new. I've been applying and different aspects like that. What do you see as far as me getting something new?
I see you'll be able to pick up a new job in about 6 weeks, and that's a long time. It's longer than what you'd want to have to wait for, but I do see six weeks is about the amount of time that you're going to have to wait in order to pick up a new job, okay? Like, that's just, I just see that. It's going to be, but I'm being told that your guardian angels are watching over you, and don't be nervous about this, because the message here is release any worries you have about being able to make that truck payment and maybe child support payments and all that, because, number one, worries never helped anyone anyway or improve anything. But what they're telling me is the best approach right now is what you've been doing. You've actually been praying and asking for help, and you've been praying to God to make sure that this works out in your benefit, and I truly believe that it will.
Actually, yes, I have. I really have. Now that 6 weeks, I know you say I see another job. Do you see that actually me continuing at the airport, me finding something that's better at the airport in 6 weeks, or is it somewhere else?
I think it's going to be somewhere else.
Okay.
I truly think it's going to be somewhere else, and I think that'll be a good thing, though, because I think having all your eggs in one basket's not a good thing.
This would be a good thing. And
because that way if one sours, it's okay, because you still have something else going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I will be making more than what I'm making now between the two jobs, because that's my biggest worry, what it is now, you know.
Between
what I'm making
the two jobs, you will be making more than what you're making now. That is correct.
Okay. And one more thing before I let you get off the phone. This, I don't know if you remember, but I told you about this girl that I've been dating, been seeing. We've been together last time we talked. And, you know, you was telling me, you know, what you saw. And you was like, well, okay, if she loved you, then you'd be able to tell by certain aspects. Now, those certain aspects, she had actually passed and showed me a lot of stuff. But, like I said, I'm beginning to kind of fall deep for it. And it kind of scares me, Dr. Jenny. Like, I don't know if she's actually, you know, now she's more into me now or what is it. But I just want to get your input on that.
I can tell you that she is more into you now because she's seen that you're steady. And steady is what it's all about. Because what I'm feeling is she likes the security of knowing what to expect from you. And you've been very solid. You know how, like, in some of your past relationships, you've been up and down and all over the place?
Yes.
Yeah. But in this relationship, I don't feel like I feel like it's been a very steady ride. Am I correct?
Actually, you are right. It's been very steady. I've been trying to do the right thing because, like I said, I'll be 30 soon. So I'm trying to actually do the right thing. Like I said, I do love her. So, you know, and it's kind of like before how things was before to now, I kind of get kind of scared because I don't know what to expect from her. Like, I don't know if she actually not giving me on her all, or what is she doing, or is she trying to pace, or, you know. But if she is, then we have nothing to worry about. I just actually want your input of what you actually see. And
yeah, I think, first of all, I think she's going to be very, very happy. And this is the other thing. I think she's very happy with what's happening. I think she's going to be happy with the truth come. But I also think that you have to remember, with everything that's going on and everything that's kind of gone down as far as your relationship, is she's always looking for you to mess up, for you to step out of line, for you to cheat. You know that, right?
Say that again, Dr. Jenny.
She's always looking for you to cheat. She always thinks that you're going to cheat, and then she's going to have a problem. So as long as you don't cheat, you're going to be fine.
Okay. Okay,
you
do like
because you
do
have been doing really good with that, I see. You've been staying on the straight and narrow.
Yes, I have. Like I said, I've just been going to work and, you know, just really time for when I can and, you know, different aspects like that. So I really have been trying to really do too much at all. But, and then before I get off phone with you, not that I'm interested, but Gabby and keep on contacting my mom, and it drives me nuts. It really do.
Well,
and really
you know why? Because your girlfriends have always known that you are. And by the way, for all our listeners, this young man, he loves his mom. He's very respectful of his mom. And anyone who wants to date a guy should date a guy who loves his mom and is respectful, because that's a good guy to date. And the reason why your girlfriends go after your mom or try to contact her is because they know that she's your weak link. Like, she's the one you have a soft spot for. And if she says give this girl another chance, she will.
Okay. So,
right?
So that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, that's it. She says she's working your mom trying to get to you. That's all.
Okay. Well, you know, like I said, that's because I'm kind of not. I just lost interest in her pretty much. You know I have.
I know. I know you're not interested in her anymore. I know that. I absolutely positively know that. Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
I know you're interested in this new girl. You really like her. Like, she fits you like a glove.
Yes, she do. And more, she actually impresses me day by day more and more. So,
yeah. I know, because she's solid. Okay? But she's solid, and that's why. If she wasn't solid, I'd say, you know, look around. But she's solid, so I would stay with her because I think she's good for you. Jessica will be the first one to tell you, you know, she sees a lot of relationships, she listens, she watches, she hears. When you're with somebody and you have a hard time finding anything wrong and you're always happy, what does that tell you, Jessica?
Oh, my gosh, you just need to hang on to them.
That's right. That's a diamond, you know?
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I do, like I said, I do appreciate that. And I have been meaning to call you, but like I said, I've been working midnight. Then at the other job, I picked up an extra day, so it's kind of like, my only day off is Thursday, so that's my only day throughout the week, so it's been kind of hectic. So, yeah.
I can understand that. Well, I'm glad you got through tonight and you were able to call in, and I'm so glad to hear your voice. I've missed talking to you. You're a wonderful young man.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Jenny, and y'all have a good day. Good night.
You too. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye. Well, that's Eric, our caller from Michigan. He's such a wonderful young man.
Yes, he is. It sounds like he's working really hard.
He has always been such a hard worker, but he is like every other young person when they, you know, start going to college, then they graduate, and then they get a job. And, you know, sometimes the best life lesson, as a parent, you can tell your children everything to do, right from wrong, but sometimes they have to experience it themselves. You know? I mean, we did, right? Did we do everything our parents told us to do?
No.
No, definitely not. No.
Unfortunately, I was always the one that you told me to do this, and I would do the exact opposite.
You know, my oldest.
Unfortunately, I'm still kind of that way.
You are, actually. No one can tell you. Oh, my God.
I don't know why.
But do you know, I'm the same way. If you tell me what to do, I'm going to... Even I will cut my nose off to spite my face just to prove to you that I am not going to do what you tell me to do.
Right.
Which is so stupid.
Maybe it's our generation.
It must be our generation. I think, too, because we grew up in the 60s,
right?
Right. And so for us, it was like, you know, women suddenly had a voice, right? And we weren't going to be controlled by the man.
No man.
No man is going to control us. And I think that plays a big factor in us saying, you know what, you're not going to tell me what to do. And if you think you're going to tell me what to do, I'm going to do, even though I know it's not good to do it, I'm going to do it anyway.
Right.
You know? Like, I know, like, over the years, like, there are things that I've purchased that my husband said, you shouldn't buy that. You're going to be sorry you did. And I'm like, no, I think I should. I think I want it. Because I really don't think you should do it. Well, tell me not to do it. I'm going to buy it, okay, including that stupid thing right there. Okay, you know, we buy things sometimes, but that's a really great
example. Sometimes you marry people.
Yes, but you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Isn't that true? I know. But, you know,
did you tell me not to? I will.
And were you told not to? You were told not to.
I was told not to.
See? This is the one time your dad was right.
But he shouldn't have told me not to.
I know, and I've learned with my oldest daughter now, I don't ever tell her no.
We learned.
Yeah,
we learned.
You've done.
And my daughter too.
Yeah.
I would never tell her I hated her boyfriend.
No, you could
because
just say,
because then they would
huh.
love them all the more.
Right, because then all of a sudden they want to marry them.
Yes.
You just say, he's different. Yeah. Hi, not the type I thought you'd go out with, but, you know, it's your choice.
Well, sure.
That's enough. That's all you got to say.
Uh-huh.
That's enough to get their brain, you know, going, uh-oh, maybe there's something not right with this
uh-huh.
guy. But if you tell them I don't like him because he's full of tattoos and, you know.
Oh, then they love them.
Oh, my
they
God.
Jump on the Harley and they ride away.
Dear God. Thank God neither of our daughters ever jumped for any one of those guys. And yet, right? Let's not say.
No, that was
know.
Me.
Yeah, that yes, you. Yeah. Well, no, he was clean-shaven.
And
did he have a Harley? I thought it was a Suzuki. He had a Harley?
We had a motorcycle.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say. Had he had a Harley, he probably would have turned out a lot better.
He picked me up for dates on a motorcycle. What parent goes, oh, I love him. Go out with him.
None. My mother told me to never get on the back of a motorcycle. And I was just telling a friend about this yesterday. And I was such a goody-two-shoes. It's really pathetic that I rode on the back of a motorcycle, almost got killed, got dropped off. My mom came home from work and said, Mom, I did the most horrible thing. I went on a motorcycle and I almost died, but I didn't die. And she said, now you know I have to ground you. I said, I know. I mean,
hey.
I told her.
But good for you, because I was the one that, you know, didn't tell.
You never told?
Oh, I was too sneaky.
No, I always told because I always was, I never wanted to get in trouble. I never wanted to be the one that was the trouble that took the negative energy and always caused my parents stress. I didn't want to be that person.
Well, that's
it
good.
Really and you were never that person. But, you know, I don't know. And I don't know why I was such a goody-two-shoes. It was really neurotic of me.
I was a goody-two-shoes, too.
You were. You
I
were.
I really was.
Oh,
never
God.
Did drugs.
No,
never really
either.
Got into trouble. But, you know, you fall in love, and it's kind of unfortunate that
the heart
your
wants
brain
what
doesn't
the heart
work.
Wants.
That's right.
That's the truth. And,
mm-hmm.
and somebody just said that to me just recently, by the way. Well, let's go ahead and take our next caller, and maybe it'll be about the heart wanting what the heart wants.
Okay.
Let's see. This is area code 416 with a prefix of 491. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Dr. Jenny. It's Claire again. How are you?
Hi, Claire. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. I love your shows. I love
well,
your shows
you.
Anyway. So.
Thank
yeah,
you.
You guys
God
are
bless
great.
You. Thank
Thanks.
You for saying that. That's very kind of you.
No, it's fun. I really like them. They're wonderful and fun. Both of you are really nice.
Well, thank
yeah.
you. You're a kind person.
Yeah, I tried to be. I was calling partly because I was just wondering, like very often people call for sort of a general prediction, and I don't have any idea kind of what's coming up. I do feel like I'm trying to smile at people when it makes me feel a little icky. It's like the old terror combined with missing out. It's like a sadness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's different than just not being able to. It's sort of like, oh, this feels funny because it's not really my main nerve, my main person that always wanted to come out, and I feel left inside, like I'm not really me. But I just wondered if there's anything kind of coming up. I don't
well,
know.
And that's a really good question, and I'm kind of glad you asked it because the one thing that I'm getting, and I know you don't see this right now, but I feel like, and I want to say the word abundance is coming to you. You're going to receive abundance. Now, abundance could be in feelings, it could be in a monetary way, it could be, because abundance means different things to different people. But for you, I feel like, and I know this is going to be kind of shocking to you because you can't see, when I tell people things are going to happen, but they can't physically see how that's going to be humanly possible, they question it. So all I could say to you is I do see abundance is coming your way. I cannot tell you how it's going to happen, but God's in charge, and that it will happen, and so have faith. So I do see finances getting a lot better for you, and I really hate it when somebody says that. I'm going to tell you. I hate when you call a psychic and they say, oh, your love life's going to go great, and you're going to have money, and da-da-da-da, because that doesn't seem to me like a real reading. Do you know what I mean? It's like, okay, so I'm going to have money. That's great. But in your case, and I think you would agree with me, it's hard right now for you to see how or where that would come from. And so you're wondering, how could you have abundance at the current situation you're at right now? Would you agree with me?
Yes, I do have some possibilities of monetary abundance.
Okay, good, because that's what I see. Yeah.
I mean, that's good. I guess in a way I'm less worried about what happens to me now because I feel nice sometimes, but anything that's really important, it's like a moment, but it's like it's divorced from, as I say, my main nerve. Like it's
right.
Just like I'm having a really nice time, but only because I'm blocked to like in a total inner fire. I just don't. There's a part of me that kind of doesn't know how to.
I know you don't know how to feel, and you feel like it needs to be processed, and you're not even feeling it to process it, and that's the problem.
I'm not sure what that would mean, but try again.
Yeah, you want to feel, but right now you feel numb to feeling. And that's something we've talked about.
Well, no, I'm not. What happened?
No, you're here.
Oh, sorry, it muted and then I...
yeah.
It's not so much numb, it's that the most important things are... They have to be managed, or I feel them later as how they're not really full. Like, it's having a good time, and then something happens, and I'm just reminded how that isn't really full. It's not...
No,
I don't think
that's what you're reminded of. I think what hits you is a fear that you catch yourself having a good time, and then you all of a sudden kind of see yourself almost outside your body. And you're like, I'm having a good time. This isn't real because I don't have a good time because when I have a good time, I don't. And so this isn't me having a good time. Then all of a sudden you stop living life in the moment because as soon as you start realizing you're having a good time is when it all goes downhill.
It's combined. That's combined with the fact that there are times when I can feel it just burst for a split second of a really good time, which I don't have when I'm having a good time. When I'm out having a good time, it's nothing like the main nerve that I had waited for. Mm-hmm. So it used to be when I was having a good time, like I would briefly have it, and then you're right. Now it's like it's not like the really good time I wanted.
Right. Well, I know, and you know what? I'm gonna play a short song. I'm gonna keep you on. I want to tell you something off air that I don't really want to say online. So I'm going to play a short song, but you stay on, okay?
Okay.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this. The fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. before. I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 There's a time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
closely.
God Will Make a Way by Don Moen. That was a nice song. Wasn't
that
beautiful?
That is a nice song.
I'm not the kind of, some people listen to nothing but Christian music or you know, spiritual music. I listen to everything, you know.
Right.
I'm really into pop rock too, so but there are certain ones that just, they just put me in a very, it just fills my heart with joy, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah, there's some of the real modern Christian music is awesome. It's real inspiring.
It really is. I think people have to remember, and I hear this a lot, you know, when you were in church and you're always getting all these wonderful messages, and but I think it's so easy for people to say, I want a relationship with God, when their finances are in the toilet, or their love life's in the toilet, or they've got a terminal illness,
right?
You know? Or they get a health scare, and all of a sudden it's like, oh God, please help me, please help me. And God's going to be there. That's the cool part. Even if, you know, you don't. But wouldn't it be so much better? You know, I would say, if you were going to be playing in the Olympics, would you rather know how to do a downhill ski jump in advance of going to the Olympics?
Yes.
Heck yeah. So I think, you know, if you're going to have to be in the Olympics, you should have a little bit of experience. So it's probably not a bad idea for people to have a relationship with God before the turmoil comes.
Yes.
I think it would make life a lot easier for them. It would make their high jumps higher, and their ski jumps smoother,
uh-huh.
and their luge running lugier.
I love
the Olympics. I think we all know this by now. I am an Olympic crazy person. I love the Olympics. I love watching the Olympics.
Well, you like the Winter Olympics.
I love both, but Winter Olympics are much more. First of all, I love the snowboarding. I love the speed skating. I love the luge. I love the bobsled.
Uh-huh.
I love the, all of it. Now they have this new freestyle, which is going to be so good, because it's kind of like they're building these ramps, and it's almost like skateboarding on
it is.
On
I've
a
seen
snowboard.
It. It's skateboarding
on
skis.
It's going to be – I'm so excited about it. And I love opening night ceremonies. And maybe because of – I mean, I think everyone appreciates it. I think I feel the emotion probably more than some people. I cry every Olympic ceremony.
Do you really?
Every single one. You can ask my husband. My eyes fill with tears because there's so much emotion. And the reason why is all those – Olympians that are there, they're not seeing race or color or religion or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
They're just, and they have such great respect for each other, and they're all so happy and proud and honored to be there.
Right.
Can you imagine having that feeling going into a church where everybody worked so hard to be there and everybody was so proud to be there? Think of how cool that would be.
That would be awesome.
I mean, think about that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's true. You watch that, and any Olympian that's ever been interviewed, and they say, you know, what was the best part? They always say the opening night ceremonies, walking into that arena was just so overwhelming. They
oh,
said it
I
was,
can imagine.
Even, you know, even those who were in the Olympics, you know, and did well and medaled and everything,
mm-hmm.
They still say that was the coolest part. So, I don't know.
I don't even know where the Olympics are this year. Where are they?
Sochi, Russia.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
Notice I don't read the news.
I'm going to say.
No, nothing that's going on in the world.
It really does help if one reads the newspaper or watches the news show, doesn't it? No, wait. On that note, Jessica, we did find something that was interesting today that we were just talking about a minute ago, which was, like, really weird, about another guy was in Miami this morning, running down the street, 250-pound guy, 6'3", and he tried to eat somebody's face off again.
Yeah, he's a zombie.
Yeah, and that was in the news. See, now zombies you keep up with.
Yeah, I'm kind of odd with what I'm interested in.
Hey, everybody has their thing. I am not here to judge. But, you know, if I need to go to a zombie expert, I'm going to call you.
You should.
There you go. So, on that note, we'll take our next call.
Not everybody thinks I'm El Bizarro.
No, they don't. There's nothing wrong. No, you know, a lot of people have this zombie connection. I don't even understand it. But then I don't watch any zombie movies.
Yeah,
so.
I don't really have a connection to zombies, honestly. Actually, my daughter is the zombie aficionado.
And since my daughter watched a movie called World War Z, she is
yes.
as well. And,
I saw that. You have to watch it. It's
I haven't
awesome
seen
movie.
It because I don't like scary movies. It's part of my life
it's
path.
It's really scary, but not scary.
It's scary, but not scary?
It's scary if you believe the zombies
Does
are
it have
going
a good ending?
To happen. Yeah.
Oh, no. So you say that. That means people die. No. Look, there's so much in my life I can't control. The things I can't control, I will. Like, which movie is he? I'm only going to go to a movie that makes me happy, makes me laugh, and I know has a good ending. I am Little Miss Sunshine. That's all I want. I don't want the
Well, come on. There are some exciting, adventurous movies that are really good.
Like what? Well, I like Raiders of the Lost Ark, hence the opening of the show.
True. Or
but good ending.
Thor, El Hottie Man. And
yeah, I know he's hot, but I've never seen a movie.
Oh my gosh.
Never seen a Thor movie. I didn't
you
even know who Thor is, to be
are
honest
lacking
with you.
In your movie watching.
Well, and see, this is why we're great co-hosts, because I actually read the paper and watch the news. And you know all about Thor and zombies.
I know about things that don't matter in the world.
No, they matter to other people who want to know about Thor and zombies. So, you know, seriously,
true.
It's
you know
nice
what it is? I work all day. By the time I get home, I end up not watching the news.
Well, and okay. You're going to go to bed at night. Do you want to go to bed at night watching a happy episode of How I Met Your Mother or Friends?
Yes.
Or do you want to go to bed at night watching how three more people were gunned down, a little old woman
no
was raped and murdered, some kid
right
got hit by an 18-wheeler?
That's why I don't watch the news.
I don't watch the news at night. I watch it at 6 o'clock because I can't watch it at night because it makes me sad.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, so I don't watch it at night either.
So
and
you watch it at 6 o'clock.
I watch it at 6 o'clock, and I also get constant news update feeds on my cell phone.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe that's what I need.
It really helps. I mean, anything interesting that's going on or major, I get updates on throughout the day. So
how do you
know
get that?
Wesh 2, I'll show you. It's an app. You can get an app. It's wonderful. It works
okay
really well. And I get the app, and then I know. What do you say we take our next caller?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, this caller is calling in from 732 with a prefix of 266. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello?
Hi,
Dr.
welcome
Jen
to the show.
Hi, this is Dee in New Jersey.
Well, hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Are you snowed in?
Well, yeah, everybody's snowed in.
It's, you know, it's funny. My phone, I got a call from New York today from one of my regulars, and she said, she has my cell phone number, and she texted me. And she said, your phone, it won't go through. So I called it, and it was no problem. Well, it's several other people from New Jersey and New York were having trouble getting through my toll-free number today.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, I think it's the weather.
It's the weather, because I know there have been some people with power outages.
Yeah.
So it's a challenge. It's a challenge. So it's so good to talk to you again. I missed you and Jessica when I missed the show a few weeks, and so I'm glad to see that you're back.
Well, thank you so much. We actually took a little time off for the holidays because it was just getting so hectic, and you know we love doing the show, but we want it to be our best when we do it, and not at our exhausted best.
Of course, I understand
you
that.
Know?
I understand
so
that.
I want to congratulate you on all the wonderful things that have happened in your life since we've talked, because I don't think you've been on the show since some of those wonderful things have happened. Have you?
No, I have not been on the show since I got married last summer and to a wonderful
wow
man. And so, yes, you guys, you ladies, and Dr. Reverend Jay had predicted, you know,
mm-hmm,
without saying yes, you're going to marry him. This when you said, I see good things happening, because of
good
course
things
you can't. Well, of course you can't tell. Yeah, this is the person you're going to marry. You know, because
I'm not allowed to. That's the worst part. They don't even show me. They just tell. They show me what I call good positive energy. And I say, yes, this is a good person for you. Take some time, get to know him. And
yes.
But you had, like, the ultimate dream wedding.
Yes, getting married in Italy, in Florence, yes.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's every girl's dream, in Tuscany, correct?
We had a legal ceremony there, and then it was important to me because we wanted the marriage to be real, that we didn't have to come back here and then go to the courthouse to get a license or whatever. So then we had a civil ceremony there, and it was important for me to have a church ceremony, and so we had a church ceremony that afternoon. And so
wow,
it was a magical, blessed, loving day. It was just the two of us along with the wedding planner and the photographer and videographer, but it was a wonderful day.
Fantastic. I'm so thrilled. I'm so thrilled that it worked out for you, and I'm so thrilled you got to have that dream wedding, and I'm so glad that you called in to share that with us. And we knew he was the right guy for you, didn't we?
Yes, you knew it. You knew it, but long before I did, because I said, really?
I know you did. Actually, you were not going to go out. You were like, I'm thinking I shouldn't. And I'm like, no. You actually have to go with him. You have to. He was the right guy. He had the best energy.
I said, I don't know about this. I ain't going to waste my time going to see him, you know,
because I remember that. I remember. I actually think we have that aired show somewhere in these podcasts. I will not go back and find it, I promise you. But if you ever want to go listen to it, you can go back in the podcast and you can actually listen to it. And you'll be able to hear yourself. You should actually play it for him, which he probably would really dislike, so don't do that.
I remember telling him about it, not that it was on a podcast, but I just remember telling him, I said, well, Dr. Jenny said, told me that this was going to, you know, this was going to work, and I had doubts. I told him, look, I will be honest, I had doubts at the beginning. I thought, should I even waste my time going to see this man?
I'm just so happy for you, and he's a wonderful human being and a wonderful man, and I won't say anything else because I don't want to give any details away, but he's just an absolute incredible human being, and he's blessed to have you as you are to have him.
As I am to have him, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. So how can I help you tonight?
Well, I want to see what you see with my job search. Mm-hmm. You know, things didn't quite work as I had hoped with the job change that happened last year, and I feel like maybe, I don't know, that I said, why didn't I see that coming, or, you know, or what, you know, will I ever recover from that on many levels, personally, as well as, I know at times I felt like I was doubting myself as a professional, but, I mean, I am working, but, you know, in finding a new job, I accepted one that was making a good bit less than what I had been making. You know, I mean, they all seem very pleased with the work that I'm doing. I like what I'm doing. I'm enjoying working there, but it is considered a term position that is only supposed to last a certain amount of time, and then after that time, in next year, early next year, then unless something changes, it will cease.
Well, and the funny thing is, I don't necessarily see that position ceasing. I don't see the need for you to cease at all. Mm-hmm. But what I do see is that another opportunity will become available for you. And I think when you take that opportunity, it's going to be better because I feel like, but the other thing that I have to say is, even though this opportunity that you have right now, what you're doing right now, it's so much less stressful. You're really getting to enjoy yourself.
It is but stressful. I will admit that. I'm the first to admit that. And actually, when my husband and I were talking earlier today, and I said, you know what? I said, I know things happen for a reason. I know I'm the one that's always telling everyone else that, you know, and say that
right.
Even about happening to myself. You know, I said, yeah, I said, you know, yeah, it is, it, you know, I said things happen because I guess it was meant for me to see another life of another side to living and to work or whatever, that it is less stressful. It is. You know,
right.
I will say that I'm not putting in as many crazy hours. I do work hard and, you know, put in some overtime and but have the luxury of telecommuting or working from home a good bit. But I'm still working just as hard. But it's not nearly as stressful as places I've been previously.
Right. And you know, I also have to say to you that, okay, so that's really important. And there are certain stressors that come along with a new marriage. There always are. And it doesn't mean that, you know, I mean, it's just getting used to having that other person where you now have to think about two as opposed to just one. And you know, and it's not that you have to get their permission, but you do always want to consider their thoughts and feelings when you do make decisions. So there's that whole other extra element that's added to that wonderful recipe of life. And I think that having a less stressful job at the exact point that you had it came in really, really handy. But I know you and I know your energy, and I can tell you that the next year is going to be one of change, in a good way, in a positive way, and I do see that you're going to need to bite into something that you feel has more potential for you to go higher. And that's what I see. And I do believe you're going to find something that's going to become available, and you're going to jump all over that.
Okay.
That's what I see. But I also see that the position that you're in, I don't see it ending anytime too soon, and I also don't see you wanting to walk away from it all that quickly except for financial reasons.
That's it. I mean, that's exactly it. That is exactly,
yep, exactly.
It. Because my husband and I said if they offered me a little bit more money and then gave me full-time status with benefits. I mean, I have PTO, but I don't get other benefits. They said, we both said that. Said, hey, because my husband said that. Said that, I can even, see that you're not as stressed when I see you. You're not as stressed as you were, with other positions. And said, I said, if they offered me a little bit more money and then gave me full-time status, permanent status with benefits, I'd stay.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that's the thing that I kind of wish that they would do. I don't think it's in their budget to be able to do what you want them to do.
Right.
And because there's going to be some changes with your husband's job, so to speak.
Right.
I feel like having an income that you can depend on that's solid is important. But again, not to play devil's advocate here, but I have to a little bit. The things that we think that we can depend on are based on our loyalty to them, not their loyalty to us. And I'm talking about companies, not husbands, by the way.
No, I know.
Yeah. So you do have a loyalty, but oftentimes the loyalty that we put out is not reciprocated. And I think it's okay for you to feel like you can look for other positions. But also, if you don't find exactly what you want in the immediate future when some things will be changing in your home life, then I would say don't worry about it because, again, God knows the beginning to the end and the end to the beginning. So he knows he's working this what's right for you.
Right. Right.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yes, it does.
Yeah. So I know that within the next year you will – I believe you have moved on from your current position. That is my prediction.
Okay. All right. Sounds good then.
Okay. So don't worry.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And listen, many blessings to you. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your time this evening.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care and give your man a hug. Okay.
I will, and I'll be in touch with you. Thanks so much.
Okay, great. Thanks, Dee. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We love her.
She's so sweet.
She's the nicest person. I have a lot of clients, but I will tell you that there are some clients that I could become best friends with, and she's one of them because
she
has such a great thought process. She's such a good human being. And truly good people who truly care, who are truly moral and honest, there's not many of them out there, I can tell you.
No, there are not.
And she truly is one of the finest human beings. And
she deserves to have this
happiness. She deserves to have happiness. But, see, that's the nice thing. That's what we opened the show with. We were talking about how we could be the best people in the world and live our life right and do everything right, but sometimes things don't always go our way. But it's okay because God is going to take care of us, and God definitely is taking care of her.
Oh, for sure.
She brought her a wonderful man.
Oh, my gosh, she's so
and
lucky.
And her man a wonderful woman because, they both got something in that, and that's really good. So I'm really happy about that. I'm so happy that she called in and shared with us tonight because
that's nice to hear the happy side of it.
Isn't it, though?
Because a lot of times you hear all the problems, but then you don't get to hear the happy stuff.
And that's just not fun. I like to hear the happy stuff,
too. We want the happy stuff.
I want to hear the happy stuff. Okay, I'll tell you what. Our next caller is calling from, I believe it's area code 817, and the one after that, 706. We're going to take just a two-minute break, and then we'll take those calls.
Heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march, it's a cone and it's a broken. Hallelujah. 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 The time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah. 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 God above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
This is the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and Jessica and I were chatting, and I unmuted it, and I forgot that I was still on the show. Isn't that sad? I was just telling Jessica that I saw somebody who used to work for us years ago in the grocery store.
Wow.
And it was really good to see her. And
small world, isn't
it? Was, because I haven't seen her in years, and she bumped into us, and I just adored her.
Mm-hmm.
She's the nicest person, actually. You said you thought we ended on not good terms.
I'm yeah,
like, no,
I
no,
thought
no.
She
it's just, she's a wonderful person. I actually really liked her. She was always positive, and she was an amazing person. She is one of those people who had a really, really rough teenage years.
Oh, really?
And I will, because I'm not going to mention her name, she got involved in drugs and prostitution and everything,
oh,
really, really, like age 17, and got herself cleaned up by herself, got away from it, and then ended up having a wonderful life with children who are all in college, and she's just, you know.
Hmm.
But she's an amazing person. I really respect people like that. I think it's really, really great. So.
Well,
yeah,
to pull yourself through all that
yeah.
and come out successfully.
Yeah, I mean, you know how that's a very difficult thing to do, and you, no one would know that, by the way. You know who she is, so but no one else would.
Right, right.
And I don't think she'd want anyone else to know it.
No, I'm
but
sure not.
But she was actually pretty free about talking about it because she had she knew some other people that were going through some difficulties with their daughter, and then she
mm-hmm.
did tell them. She said, you know, you don't know about my past. You would never know it looking at her, would you? That she had those issues.
Oh.
No, you would
oh,
never.
No.
No, you know, and it just goes to show you,
well, you
every
just...
day's a new day.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, so a pretty amazing person. I adore her. I was so happy to run into her. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take our next caller. Our next caller is calling from 817-863. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm
good.
So
What's
glad
your
I
first
got to
name?
Talk to you guys tonight. My name's Gina.
Gina, well, hi, Gina. I'm glad you're calling in tonight, too. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dallas.
Dallas, Texas. Great, Gina.
Dallas, Texas.
And how can we help you tonight?
Okay, so I have a couple of things I wanted to talk to you tonight. The first
okay.
thing that I wanted to talk to you tonight is I have a business idea that I'm really, really passionate about and really, really excited about.
Okay.
But a little bit of background about me. I'm a single mom. I work a 9-to-5 job. I'm on a single parent salary. She's 5 years old. So I'm very busy, and I'm on a limited income. And
mm-hmm.
this idea that I have is something that would be unique to the state of Texas. It has to do with the health and wellness industry. And I really know that if I were able to get it started, that it would be amazing and just something that I could really leave to my daughter.
Okay.
And my question to you is, I get a little discouraged because I have nothing, no type of personal investment to put into this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to get your take on it. Do you see anything happening with this? And if
okay.
if you have any advice how I can actually get this started. Financially?
Yes. There's a couple of ways you can do this, okay? But the first thing I would not do, ordinarily for whatever reason, and I can't tell you what that is, the angels are telling me not to go the normal route. You know, there are these websites where you can put your idea out there and then people donate to those websites and then it gives you the working capital you need to get going. But I'm being told that you're not supposed to do that, that that is not the road that you're supposed to take. So
okay.
I feel like this is something where you need to get independent financial backing from somebody in the industry who would be willing to do this almost as a nonprofit in a way, but it wouldn't be nonprofit. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the route you're going to have to go. Only because I think if you did it the other way, I don't know why, I think people would duplicate what you want to do. Does that make sense?
Definitely. I know
yeah,
they
okay.
would.
Yeah, and that's exactly why I think the angels are saying don't go that route, because you can't really patent what you want to do.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's proprietary, but it's not patentable. So what I would say is You need to find an investor or a group of investors who would do it as a nonprofit. So your first thing that you have to consider doing is creating a nonprofit. And that you can do yourself by doing some research on the Internet, and you can create the nonprofit. Okay, that would be your first step.
Okay.
And then you can go ahead and start looking for the investors in the nonprofit. But it's really important that that you be careful with who you share this idea with. But I think that if you have all your ducks lined up, you'll be the first one out and you'll do well. Okay?
Okay.
And this is a hard thing, I know, because you're thinking, you know, I work full-time, I'm a single mom with a five-year-old daughter, so do I take this risk? Well, without risk, there's no gain. Okay?
True.
So you have to ask yourself, is it worth the risk? If you're not only risking time and you're not risking your own personal finances, which, by the way, every good business owner does not risk their own money, or at least very little of it. That's the good sign of a good businessman, by the way. Okay?
Okay.
You don't put all your money into it. If you do, that's stupid, because then that's risk you don't want to take. You can't do that. Even if you knew 100,000% that this was going to work, you don't put every dime you have into it, because that would be the sign of a bad business person.
Okay.
And I do happen to know a lot about business. So what you're going to do is you're going to get an investor who's willing to invest in a nonprofit with what you want to do, although I don't know what you want to do, but I feel like it can be run as a nonprofit because it is for people's health, correct?
It is.
Okay, so you can do that.
Sure.
So I feel like that would be a good thing to do. Do I think it would be successful? The thing that I'm getting here is off the charts, yes, I do think it would be. And I'm really glad that you do not tell anybody, especially me right now on the show, what it is, because I don't want anybody to know what it is. They're showing me, the angels are showing me, that this is going to be extremely profitable for you, and that it'll work really well. So that's all that matters to me, okay?
Okay. Great.
And when you need help with the business, call on Archangel Raphael. Raphael will help you.
Raphael. Okay, got it. Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you. One more question.
You're welcome. Yes.
Okay, so I have, of course, my other question is about a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I have been in love with the same man ever since I met him 7 years ago. But when we met, we had a lot of things going on, and we have remained in contact over the years, and we've seen each other, and I'm curious to know if your angels are saying anything about this certain person and how I should move forward with him.
I kind of feel like if it was meant to be, that it would have been. And
okay.
I think that if he makes the move, let him make the move. But if not, I wouldn't put a lot into it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, definitely.
Because I kind of feel like, he's not really, look, if it was meant to be, it would have happened. It didn't happen. And if he wanted it that bad, he would have made some moves already. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so this is one of those things for you. It's kind of like it's nice to think about because it's that fallback plan, which is really all it is. Admit it. Tell me the truth. Come on.
Yeah.
I know. I know, because we all do that. We all do that. Like if we don't really have a guy that we're with, or we have a guy that we're not so interested in, then we always like to have that fallback plan, because it's like, well, that way kind of keeps our mind feeling secure that if it doesn't work out or we don't find the right one, we could always go with that one, and that would be acceptable. But you don't want acceptable. You want that guy that makes you crazy and that you can't live without.
Yeah, I
you know?
Do.
Yeah, I
do.
Know. I know, Gina. Don't we all?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And I really do think that you will find the guy. Just give it some more time, okay?
Okay. Thank you guys so much. That was very encouraging.
Good. I'm
and
so glad.
I will
Listen,
let you
call
guys,
us back and let us know how you're doing.
I sure will. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. God bless now. Bye-bye. She's sweet, huh?
She's so sweet.
She had a nice voice, too. I like nice people, you know. Wouldn't it be cool if we could hang up on all the unnice people?
I think so.
I know. Can you imagine if I ever
Hello?
Did that?
Hello. Oh, sorry, click.
Can you imagine? If, and, I mean, we've had all nice callers tonight, but sometimes you do get some callers.
But sometimes
callers.
You get some people.
Well, I get what I – everyone has different names for them. I – like I said, I don't go to psychics because I just – you know, when
because
you're,
you are
because
one.
Why would you, right, when you're psychic? So I don't really know what they do, but I have a friend of mine who's psychic, and he was telling me that on the radio shows they have what's called trolls. And I said, what do you mean a troll?
They live under a bridge.
Yes, but I was like, that's what I envision, so with this big, like, caveman club, you know, and wearing, like, a suit of hair or something. I don't know. But anyway, so he's like, no. He goes, they what they do is they're from other radio shows, and they call in on your show, and whatever you say, they're going to say, no, that's not right. No, that's completely wrong. I said, you know, we've gotten them. Like, we'll
look
at each other.
You've had a couple of those.
Yeah, we've had a couple of those over the years. And I said, I know exactly who they were, because I when the angels are telling you, and they're like, nope, nope. Or they'll admit to something, and then you repeat it, and they go, nope. Like, but you just said this. Nope. So, like, you know. And so so sometimes on those people, I would like to cut them off. I will admit to
well,
it.
Well, I think next time you get one, say, you know what? You're a mean person. Click.
I could never do that. I could never. I could never. I would probably stay on with them even longer trying to find their good qualities. And so would you, because you're just like me. So, you know.
Maybe a little bit meaner.
You are not meaner. You definitely are not.
No?
No, I do not think so. No, you are, like, a very moral person. I have always said this. You know, there have been, you know, we go to Adventure Saturday all the time, and there have been a lot of opportunities where you could have done something immoral or dishonest or whatever, and you don't. You have never.
I know. I'm so boring.
No, it's not boring, and I think it's exactly the right way to be, because I really admire that about you, because it's very easy for people to make excuses why they should have something that they don't deserve or take something that doesn't belong to them or make a decision. You don't talk about people. You don't put people down. When you see people, you don't do that. And I that's why we're friends, because I wouldn't hate someone
who,
you know.
Thank
it's
you.
True, though. It's really true. Now I'm going to end the love fest and take another call.
Now you made my self-esteem so large.
Good. I'm glad. It deserves to be. It truly does. Okay, I'm going to take our next caller at area code 706-394. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. What's your first name?
Tiffany.
Really, that is a gorgeous name.
We love that name.
That is a really good name. We happen to know somebody by that name who's wonderful. So what part of the country are you calling from?
The South.
The South. Okay. Thank you for being so specific.
Because we're in the South.
So maybe you're at my doorstep. So you're in the South. I understand you're trying to protect where you're calling from, and I respect that. So I'm just teasing you, really. How can I help you tonight, Tiffany?
Do you see a new career coming for me? Anytime soon, a new job.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a look at that. Well, here's the first thing I want to ask you. Did you just finish schooling, or are you thinking about going to school?
I'm currently in school.
Okay, yeah, because schooling is really coming through really, really strong for you right now, and I feel like one of your concerns is I can't tell you the career that you're in or what area you're focusing in, although I think it has something to do with medical for some reason. I feel like it's really weird. Like, the area that you thought you were going to be in, you're not so sure you're going to be in. Is that true?
I'm open-minded to something different.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does that bother you? That you're open-minded
not really.
To something different? No?
No.
Because it's weird. I'm glad it doesn't bother you, because I feel like that's something that did bother you. At least you've started to have some concerns about, because you're thinking, I need to go in this area, but yet if it doesn't go in this area, that's totally okay. And some people that would bother them. I'm glad it doesn't bother you, because it shouldn't bother you. And to tell you the truth, in counseling, I probably just said, like, the biggest stupidest thing, which is, does that bother you? Well, it doesn't. Well, good. It shouldn't bother you. You're never supposed to say that. You're never supposed to lead in the negative that way. But the truth is, I'm really glad it doesn't, because I feel like you are going to kind of go in a little different route than what your education or certification or degree is in, because I feel like you're starting to see a bigger picture and that there's so much more available to you and so many more areas you can utilize this in. Is that correct?
I'm hoping. That's why I'm getting my degree.
Yes. Listen to me. There is. Take my word for it. There is. And so I do see that that career opportunity is going to come to you, and you should feel free to take advantage of it. And as a matter of fact, don't be afraid of spreading your wings and stepping into something maybe you're not as knowledgeable about, but that you feel like you could do a good job at, because I feel like that's exactly where you're going to thrive. You're going to do really, really well.
Okay. Okay.
That doesn't sound like, okay, I know what I'm going to do. That sounds like I'm really more confused than when I called. Okay, so share with me a little bit what more information you're looking for so that I can zone in on exactly what you want to know.
Well, I'm in food service so far, I mean thus far, and I'm getting a business degree.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting a business degree in order to expand. I don't mind
okay.
food service, but I just want better opportunity, better pay, of course.
Okay, so here's the funny thing. Have you ever thought about doing food service for using your business degree, specializing in nursing homes or things like that?
Yeah, I did nursing home for 10 years, yes.
Oh, see?
Oh,
okay,
nice.
There you go. Okay, because I feel like you should own the company that's doing that. Does that make sense?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
What do
this
you
is what I'm thinking. I feel like you can. Okay. I'm just gonna come out and tell you. I feel like you can create an incredible business plan or program with being an outside provider of hot meals for seniors or senior centers or assisted living facilities or something like that. That's where I feel like you can thrive.
Oh,
and
okay.
you can actually become the provider, and I feel like you can cater many, 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 many places. And I don't know how that would work or how that would come about. That's your job, but I feel like that's a place – it's a place you're knowledgeable at, which I didn't know. I just said it because the angels told me, and then you told me you were in it for those years. But you also have this business degree. So you couple the two with those together, and now you're just not an employee for them. You have this mega company where you're starting with one, then two. Next thing you know, you're 10, then you're at 15 and 20. I think you'd be shocked at how it would grow.
Okay.
Not what
wow,
you want to hear.
Okay. I mean,
I could make
great.
Something else up, but that I don't want to do that. I have to be
pray
honest
on it.
With you. Pray on it, because I think what you're going to find, okay, it's almost like, you know, I'm going to tell you a little story, and you're going to laugh and say, I don't quite see how this applies to me, but you will in a minute. I used to once a week go by this house, and it was a very, very small house. It was so small that it probably had two bedrooms. And but it was a freestanding house. And outside was a little truck called Puffin Stuff. And they had painted on it with their own Puffin Stuff, an old broken-down van, Puffin Stuff Catering. And I would go by once a week and see it. And after a while, all of a sudden, they had a nicer van with new, really, you know, graphics on it. And next thing you know, they expanded their little house and added on another area. Next thing I know, they had a bunch of trucks there. They are one of the largest caterers in Orlando right now, and they're so famous and so phenomenal and now totally high-end. And I used to see them going to church because their little building was outside next to our church in a little community. And I remember in a short period of 4 or 5 years, they went from really just obviously catering something small to doing something huge. And now they're the premier caterer, so That's the vision that popped into my head when I was talking to you. I had no idea that you were in that area of food service when I was talking to you. That's the vision I got. And I believe that that's a message for you.
Okay. Thank you. Wow.
Okay.
All right. Well,
you're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
Listen, good luck with that. Look into it a little bit. Find out if there are nursing homes, assisted livings, or senior centers where hot meals are provided and brought in, okay? Because I feel like there's a way to do that on a larger scale where you can reduce the cost, give them the quality, and you'll be able to get government accounts. You watch. You mark my words. You look into this. It will shock you. You're a business major. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that, and God bless you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. All righty. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It's been a great night. We've had a good time. We've done a ton of calls.
Ton of calls.
What's a ton of calls? Why, it's a ton. That's how many. it's a ton. I'm going to ask for a very special prayer for a very good friend of mine who's in Vermont right now, who's very ill with cancer. And I'm going to ask everybody just to say a prayer for Teresa because she's a dear friend from high school. We go all the way back. I was fortunate enough to get out and see her 2 years ago and spend some time with her. And
yeah.
we put the top down on a convertible and drove around in the cool weather and had a fantastic time. And I just want to pray for her best and highest good to be served here. So I'd appreciate that. And I wish you all to have a wonderful, wonderful week. And to tune in here next Wednesday night, because on next Wednesday night you're going to hear what we have done on Adventure Saturday. I have a feeling that there's going to be some parties at the beach that may get crashed, and you may hear about it next Wednesday night right here on the Christian Psychic Cafe. So you all have a good week, and we'll see you then. Take care, and God bless.
tonight.